Back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park. Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
Pennzoil Synthetics takes synthetic motor oil performance to a whole new level. Make the switch to Pennzoil Pure Plus Synthetics today.
Hi, I'm Martin Kilcoin. Art is good for the soul, and one of the best ways to view and purchase art is outdoors at the Laumeier Art Fair at Laumeier Sculpture Park, Mother's Day weekend. Over 150 artists from around the country with their work on display at this nationally acclaimed fine art and craft fair. Wine and beer tastings, live entertainment, a Mother's Day brunch. It all begins Friday, May 8th at 6 o'clock, running through Sunday, May 10th at 5 o'clock. I'll be broadcasting live from the Laumeier Art Fair this Friday, May 8th, 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. For more information, go to Laumeier.com.
I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to our Maximize Living radio show where we teach you, we empower you to take control of your health. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you want to come off medications? Is your family's health not where you want it? This show is for you.
This show is going to transform the way you and your family look and manage your health. It is time to get the true health back into your life and get you back to living the way you're designed to live.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Show Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 7 a.m. on the Big 550
KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat.
Leave your worries on the doorstep. Tell me if you think I'm not in tune, if I'm pitching.
Direct your feet to the sunny side of the street.
I think it sounds fine.
Thank you, Dan.
Yeah, not yet.
You're a musician.
Yeah.
You're in a band, so that means a lot to me. That you recognize I have a little bit of talent. So.
Life can
big
be
day
so
today.
Sweet.
Boy, do I have a lot to share with you folks. This is going to be interesting and fun. But now let's sit back and let Willie sing.
With those blues on.
Is this Willie or me? I forget. Is this me or Willie?
I think it's Willie.
No, it's Willie. Yeah.
This rover.
Ooh, push that button.
Oh, you bet.
Yesterday it was you.
Oh, yeah.
Today's Willie.
And Lauren, that stuff is I after hours. I told you that.
It was Lauren?
Yeah. Gold a little worked up today. She's kind of wound up. Get a good way. Well. How about let's just take a look at the fantastic forecast. 85 today, currently 81, 86 tomorrow, and the nights are fantastic. 59.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Thursday, 84, a little chance of rain, a little more of a chance Friday. And then look at this, 80, 79, 79, 83. Thursday through Monday, a little chance of rain. Doesn't mean anything. Here's what I don't get. They'll say 30% chance of rain. You know what that means to me? That means 70% chance of no rain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't they flip it and do it that way? It sounds better.
I know. I love that when you look at the forecast and it says 10% chance on Tuesday of precipitation, 20% on Wednesday.
And here's the thing. Unless they can look at the system and see without any doubt there's not a chance of a drop of rain, unless that's the case, they always put 10%, 20%. And the reason they do it is if it doesn't rain, they'll go, well, see, we told you it was only a 20% chance. But if it does rain, they'll say, well, we told you there was a 20%. I mean, they win either way.
Here's the latest thing. The latest thing they're doing now is, and they just did it today, most people will be lucky if they see any rain. But there is a chance that we could get a shower, a stray shower here or there or whatever. So that covers everything.
Did they say most people will be lucky or you just said that?
They said.
On the news, on the weather?
They said no. What did they say? Well, hold on.
Why do they call it lucky that you're lucky? What if you plan something outdoors? I don't think that's lucky.
Yeah.
If you get a little bit of rain.
Most people would be lucky to see any rain. Maybe that's just a figure of speech.
Point is this, it's finally actually really spring. And good. Now if we can just let the pollen settle down.
Oh my God.
You wash something off, and an hour later, you can write your name in it.
That, and I've never had allergies before until...
A lot of people never had them that have them now.
Oh, I did. Yeah, apparently I do now, too, because it's hard to tell if you have, like, a spring cold. Yeah, how would you know? Because it's... It's the same kind of symptoms.
Like runny nose.
Yeah, exactly. That, or that it stuffs up, and I've been using the nasal spray at night so I can breathe.
I went to the doctor, and he told me, he said, you've got both. For one, you have a sinus infection. Two, you have allergies.
How do they know, though?
He looked at my nose, and he was talking about different colors that he will find in your nose that will tell you what's what. Yeah. What's what?
What's what? I'll take $2 worth.
Color of the snot or your nose?
No, is he looking at the mucus? You're right. I have had a little allergic reaction to some plant or something, and I thought, well, do I have a cold? It's the same exact thing. It's the same thing.
Yeah, because I'm like the third week now of this stuff or whatever it is, and yeah, it started with that tickle in the throat that normally precedes a cold, but yeah.
I'm not a doctor. The other thing, when you were talking, I looked up as you gave your symptoms. The other thing is brain tumor. It could be that's the other possibility.
I have a small brain on my tumor.
Yeah, you've used that other time.
Hello, everybody.
I'd like to start right off today, folks, if you'll allow me, with a good dilemma that I have placed myself in. And I'll tell you, okay, let me start by saying that May 16th, a week from Saturday night, there's going to be a fantastic trivia night. It's the, I think, sixth annual Window World Trivia Night, something like that. And they raise a lot of money for St. Jude Children's Hospital. And if you really took the time to go and Google and read about St. Jude, I don't know how you could not give something, because what a fantastic place for these little sick kids. So it's a big night. Lots of people have tables. Johnny Londoff has two tables, and you bring food. It's just like a tailgate party, but it's not. It's inside, but it's kind of like that. And then there's trivia. Now, I've heard people say, well, I'm not very good at trivia. It doesn't matter.
No, you don't have
98% of the people in the room are not good at trivia. Now, you might be an expert in some area where you'll shine, but somebody else will know a little about history, and somebody else will know. Don't worry about that. Now, here's the good dilemma. As you know, if you've been listening, we have a table. Our show has a table. And at that table will be Peon and his wife, me and my wife, another couple that I'll tell you how that's going to work down the road a little later. So there's room left at a table for eight, for two more couples. One of those couples will be the person that wins our drawing. People have been contributing online. It's easy to do. And for every $200 each contributor has donated, you get one entry into the drawing. Now, here's what's interesting. I saw the list today and the names. Most of the people who've donated have donated $400, not two. I thought that was very interesting. So each of those people will get two chances in the drawing. Something else you might need to know. I have two more days to beg or to talk you into helping me out here, because I'm not here Thursday. It's a personal matter, and I won't be here. I'll be back Monday. So I have today and tomorrow, and please allow me to ask you to help us push this way past where we were last year, and to embarrass the other radio stations. I'll just tell you right now, I want to embarrass the others. I get a big kick out of victory in the radio community.
Yeah, only because it's other radio people. Mm-hmm. That was just normal, everyday people.
We wouldn't be so thrilled about kicking your butts. So here's what happens. I'm asking two things. Continue, if you would please, to go to francopinion.com, and when you hit enter, it's right in front of you, the thing to fill out, and someone from Window World will call you and confirm your pledge and take your credit card number. Please continue. I got two more days to grab a little more money that way. And then early next week, we will draw from that small group a winner, and that winner brings a guest, and you're with us Saturday night. It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, here's what happened this morning. I get a call from one of the owners of Window World, and he tells me that another radio station in town has not been able to come up with one single person to sit at their table Saturday night the 16th. they just forgot about it and now don't feel like they are going to be able to get listeners or anybody else. How pathetic and embarrassing. And please, if you email me and ask me who was the station, I will not tell you. They know who they are. And nothing would make me happier than to tell you the radio station and embarrass them. But I don't want to embarrass them as much as, well, okay, yes, I do. But I also want to every year put the bar a little higher, a little higher, a little higher for us. So I have taken over this other radio station's table. Let's just say I bought their table. Since they don't seem to be able to have any listeners loyal enough to help them put anybody in the chairs. So I've asked that it be put right next to the original table. So now we have two tables. One of them will be filled with me, Peon, our wives, and the contest winner. And another guest that's somebody who's anonymously making a nice contribution. That's in the story. So that leaves a table of eight. Here's my deal. And listen very carefully, Mr. and Mrs. Businessman, or Mr. or Mrs. somebody who has a lot of friends and you've done pretty well and you have healthy kids. I want to move this whole table. It's right next to our first table. So you will be joining us, our winning guest couple, who's AM and the PM. And here's what I'm willing to offer. If you have a business and you cannot afford the best radio advertising in this town, and that would be this show, the most effective, the greatest percentage of response all around.
That's right, tough guy.
Yes, that is right, Mark, and don't interrupt me again. All around, this is the best money, but there are lots of businesses who cannot afford to be on the show. So here's what I will do. I'd like to get $2,000 for this table. Now, that's four couples, so that's $500 a couple. Come on. You know who you are that you go, well, that's not that big a deal. And if you do that and you're a company, you have a company or business, if you're not in direct competition with somebody I speak for, and you're not a lap dance place on the east side, or a business that for some reason I'm just not comfortable talking about, I will go on the air for your company or have you go on, and we'll do a great big fat infomercial for your company. That would cost you probably more than you're going to be giving as a donation to charity, St. Jude. So that's the deal. I'll start it at $2,000, and if that's where it stays, then that's where it stays. And I only have today and tomorrow. I am asking you, Mr. and Mrs. Business Person, how would you like for our entire audience to hear a little bit about your company? And we'll do like a 3 or 4 minute commercial. I'll let you tell us all about your business, and we'll pass that along to the audience. Something you can't normally do here, because to come on the air here requires a regular schedule. You can't just buy one commercial if I'm going to be involved in speaking for you. So that's my offer. If you need it enhanced somehow before you cough up the money, please tell me what it is you want. What do you need? So we have a table. I have 2 days, today and tomorrow, to fill that table of eight people. You're going to have a blast. I understand that Mr. Londoff brings, I don't know, like $8,000 worth of food.
Yeah, usually.
To his table. And it is kind of like tailgating. You bring some chips and dip or whatever you want. The drinks, I think, are provided. Saturday night, May 16th, a week from Saturday. I'll leave it there for now. Here are numbers. If you feel like calling Dan, please say, I'm calling to take that table. I would love to get to. I would be so thrilled to just annihilate this other station and embarrass them. They're already embarrassed, because when they were contacted today, they did not have anybody to come to trivia night. I was giddy. I was so excited. Because we already have a few thousand dollars, thanks in part to Dan and his band's generous offer to play, and that donation still stands at $800 to have all six of the Johnny Comes Marching Home band.
Yeah, the Southside Johnny Band.
Right,
yeah.
To play wherever you want them to play within the 50-mile radius of this station. So it's a pretty exciting big night. I get really, really fired up when I think that I can get money for St. Jude Children's Hospital because I've never been there. And thank goodness I never had to go there with one of my kids. I don't know that I could make it through a tour at St. Jude, but I've read a lot about it more than once. And I know it costs $2 million a day to run that place because they don't charge. There's no bill. You have a very sick child who's going to die, probably. And if they can save him, they save him. And they've got a pretty good track record the last few years of saving kids. That's all the stress you should need. You've been dealt your stress hand for the rest of your life, as far as I'm concerned. So you don't need the stress of the hospital bill you can't pay. That's the beautiful thing about St. Jude. That's it. I don't want to stop, but I will stop because enough is enough, as somebody once said.
Yeah.
I got a table of eight people. You got a lot of good friends. $500 a couple, four couples. Boom, we're done unless somebody today or tomorrow offers more. 314-969-KTRS. That's 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. And please forgive me, folks, but I'm going to do this a couple of more times today and a couple of times tomorrow just to see what I can get for this table of eight, because I kind of made them a promise at Windowworld, something to the effect of, don't worry about it. I said, I'll take care of it. Now I got to take care of it. And I think we will, because you folks... Every time we only do this three times a year. We do Friends of Kids with Cancer. Coming up again in August is St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer and the St. Jude thing. I never want to overload you with this stuff, but you folks every time come through. You always come through. And I know there are many, many more of you now who can do this $200 donation for a chance in this drawing. And I'm telling you, at this point, you're in a drawing with about 20 people. Those are pretty good odds to sit at our table. Burke Sagman, does anybody have anything to say?
I do not.
I do, but you want to break first?
Well, let's break. We'll break. We'll come back. We'll hear your contribution to the Burke segment. This is an easy break for me because I'm talking about my dentist. My dentist of 42 years, and that's Ballast Dental Care at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. Dr. Douglas T. Watanabe, for many, many years, was the only name I knew there. There are a couple of other great dentists there now, too. So whichever one you get when you go in, you're in really, really good hands. And I've said before, I hate that the Allstate people got a hold of that before I could use it. You're in good hands with Allstate because you're in good hands with Ballast Dental Care. You really are, figuratively and literally. They have, I don't know, they have a way of taking the people who are the most scared, who have the most anxiety, people who, for those reasons, have not been in a chair for 20 years, some of them, and made them so relaxed and comfortable that 5 minutes in the place and you feel like you were their patient for years and years and years. And the number one thing you're going to think is, I cannot believe that I waited this long to go to the dentist. But I know why you did. You didn't know there was a place like this. Well, there is. It's Ballast Dental Care. Make the call. Make an appointment. Come on. You'll be glad you did. And you know you have to do this. You don't want to lose your teeth. Ballast Dental Care. Corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. BallastDentalCare.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan. Looking at eastbound 270, things are extremely backed up now. I haven't seen anything on the camera, but we're slowing now from east of McDonald through about New Flores, and that's the usual slowdown, but it's really jammed up early. On northbound 170, we're heavy from Airport Road up through Highway 270. We've got that construction area. It looks like it's affecting westbound 70 more between 143 and Highway 55. And it looks like downtown, we're just now starting to get a little bit heavy. Busch Stadium through the Poplar Street Bridge. And this report brought to you by Choice Hotels. When you need to travel to an old friend or coworker, there's a Choice Hotel nearby. Plus, you can earn rewards for your stays as a member of their Choice Privileges program. Visit choicehotels.com and find a hotel where you're headed. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, everybody. Bill McDermott here, the voice of St. Louis FC. A new chapter in St. Louis sports is being written this year. You can join me and Bob Ramsey for the entire ride as St. Louis FC takes to the pitch this season. We'll bring you the action on match day live from the soccer park in Fenton, including our pre-match and post-match shows, and we'll do our best to teach Hadley that the pitch isn't something thrown by Wainwright or Waka. And poor Jim Huer, what he has to put up with. Everything Soccer is here on your home for St. Louis FC, KTRS.
Had a friend of mine call me up the other day and thank me for telling him about Bowen Dental Care. You see, my friend had some dental problems and he needed some dental implants. And he was doing research and he heard me talk about Bowen Dental Care. He heard me talk about there was a family-run dentistry handed down from generation to generation. He also found out that John Bowen, Dr. Bowen, has been not only educated but continues to educate himself on all the latest when it comes to dental implants. And then lastly, he loved the fact at Bowen Dental Care that it's one place. Many people will send you three or four or five different places to do the different surgeries needed for dental implants. But at Bowen Dental Care, it all happens at his office, his world headquarters in Florissant on Dunn Road. So if you need a family dentist, if you need Invisalign, teeth whitening, root canals, and yes, dental implants, Bowen Dental Care, B-O-A-I-N, Bowen Dental Care. They're online, BowenDentalCare.com. For the best family dentistry, Bowen Dental Care.
This is Jim McMillan. You know, I've been a family man for a long time, and now I want to tell you about another family that I just love, and that's the Fertilome family. Fertilome is known across the country as one of the most complete families of products that goes to work on lawns and gardens every day. Tree foods, evergreen foods, lawn foods, weed killers, insecticides, fungicide, and the list goes on and on. Chances are that when you visit your favorite nursery, one of the first names you see is Fertilome, because your nurseryman is a pro and he knows there's always a cure for your lawn or garden problem somewhere in the Fertilome family. When you buy a Fertilome product, you buy years of testing in the industry, and many of those products are not found in any other line. So why not make Fertilome a member of your family today? So get the solution to your garden problems today with a Fertilome product. Fertilome, what a great family.
This is Cardinal Hall of Famer Ozzie Smith, but more importantly, I'm a St. Louisan. After 19 years in Big League Baseball, I could have gone anywhere on earth. My choice, St. Louis. It's where I work, it's where I live, it's where I play. And when it comes to my business, this is the kind of place that folks go crazy for. Now, I want you to meet the people of St. Louis who feel just like me.
Thanks, Ozzie. Hi, I'm Sarah with Hope Hospice, your hometown hospice provider. When faced with a terminal condition, whether death is welcomed or feared, our team helps navigate your journey but allows you to steer. Until there is a cure, there is hope. Traditionally paid for 100%, care is provided wherever you call home. Hope Hospice enhances one's quality of life and is everything you would expect from a St. Louis-based, family-run company. Allow our family to care for yours. Call 314-962-HOPE and ensure that you have the right care at the right time.
Homes are selling very quickly in today's St. Louis market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is here. How should sellers prepare their home to get the highest price?
Aligning with us, they'll receive the highest online exposure to attract the most buyers. And our 18 years of experience sets us apart when negotiating in a hot seller's market.
What makes the buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups with a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as staging and design, marketing, and buyer specialists.
Great.
Our team meets with clients to help stage and strategize to ensure your home appeals to a wide variety of buyers. We even pre-market your home.
Okay, so how do you use technology to help the seller?
We can communicate directly with our clients through iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps, giving them the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West. She's a real estate expert on Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on KTRS. She's online at KathyHelbigGroup.com or 314-276-SOLD.
Hi, folks. Bob Candace here of Candice's Restaurant with some great news for Mother's Day. Candice's will be serving Mother's Day brunch all day long. Enjoy a variety of carved meats, including roast beef, Virginia pit hams, carved turkey, along with many breakfast items. And also some of your Candice favorites, like fettuccine, toasted ravioli, and tortellini. For reservations, call 636-220-8989. We're located at Holloway Road in Manchester. Candice's, because you love great food.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
When was Saturday Night Fever? Was that 70s or 80s, that movie?
I would guess 70s.
Yeah, it was 70s. I think 77 or 78.
Man, I can't think of any movie.
77.
I cannot think of any movie ever that has had more songs in the movie that were identified specifically with that movie. I mean, there are any of those songs from that movie. When you hear it, you think of the movie. I can't think of another movie. I can think of movies where one song makes you think of the movie. But
And it was a huge impact on dancing, too. I mean,
oh, my goodness. And I watched Robin Gibb one time tell the story of, what was the, Robert Stigwood or whatever his name was, the producer of the movie. The way it went down, according to Robin, was he calls them and says, I got this movie. It's about this guy who works in a paint store and he likes to dance at night. All right, now I need some music. And in two or three days or something, they knock out all this stuff. It's a tremendous story. Can I have a bulletin, the little bulletin sound there for a minute?
Hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have a great announcement. And I want, I say this a lot, but I want you in the advertising community, those of you who advertise retailers, businesses, services, I hope you pay attention to this audience and how they respond. It's the greatest radio audience in this town. I already have $2,000 for that table.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, if I don't get a, and this is from a very smart business that understands they're going to get mentioned, and we just made a little off-the-air deal, and I'll make one with you if you want to bid more. If you want to bid $2,500 or $3,000, we'll work out something where I'll do some commercials for you. I'll do a couple of them for you, and you're gonna end up. It's a great. You get a great night, first of all, for a table of eight people, your workers, co-workers, employees. You get a tax deduction of $2,500, $3,000, because all the money goes to St. Jude, and everybody's happy. Everybody wins. And you're going to get some commercials out of it, something you probably as a business couldn't otherwise afford to do, to be on this show. So I'll tell you who the bidder is later once that's the highest bid. But Dan and Josh, thank you so much for the $2,000 right out of the chute. Burke segment, I believe Peon has a contribution.
I do.
Let me give the numbers one more time. 314-969-KTRS. 888-550-KTRS. Just in case you're a business and you go, you know what, that's a smart thing to do. Let's help that hospital. Let's buy that table. Let's get our company mentioned a couple times on that show. Peon, what do you got?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
First, you've, of course, been talking about St. Jude Hospital today, and you were thankful that you never had to go there or have one of your kids there.
Yeah, and now that you have Archie, the hardest thing for you to do will be look at a little kid who's crippled, who has a terminal illness, or for whatever reason, for his whole life, he's not going to be like other kids. That's going to be very tough for you.
Oh, right, yeah, because that's going to lead me to, we had an appointment at Children's Hospital today, and that was the first time I've ever, thankfully, the first time I had ever been in there, and it was just for an appointment, so nothing major, but I can see, because yeah, I've heard how wonderful Children's Hospital is, but that was my first time walking inside, and I see now why it's, you know, wins awards all the time across the country. That place was just amazing. I mean, we had a...
Amazing.
What was it?
Uh-oh.
It was amazing.
Okay, what's our penalty?
It was great.
We got to come up with a penalty.
Like a swear jar?
For using that word.
Even Dick Cavett said that.
It was outstanding. How about that?
That's good. Thank you.
So cool. I mean, we had an appointment in the radiology department, and that's all set up like a St. Louis Cardinals style. It's, I mean, it's all baseball related.
I don't want anybody to start thinking now that this is money for Children's Hospital. I don't want to miss
anybody. No. This is totally separate. Yeah,
but what you're saying about Children's, it goes all of that and more goes for St. Jude as well. These places that that treat and operate on sick little kids, that's a special skill and special training to.
Absolutely.
Luckily, or unfortunately, no, it's not unfortunate, you'll never actually get to see what they can
what
do
they
at children's unless Archie is really sick.
Right.
I hope you never see what they can really
do. It's one thing you're glad is there, but you hope you never have to deal with it. But that was it, basically, just because we were there at about 7:30. We had an 8 o'clock appointment, and I mean, that place, 7:30 is not usually a time where I'm up, out and about.
They've been there since 5 or 6, those
people. Oh, my goodness. So we're there, and it looked like rush hour, like 5 p.m. rush hour traffic. I mean, the hallways were just...
hustling and bustling.
Workers bustling back and forth. And it was just, it was fascinating to watch.
I got to say this about hospital people, and it's nurses, and it's volunteers who greet people. It's the sign-up person when you first go in. These people are, my experience has been 98% of them that I've ever met are like some kind of saints or something.
Oh, yeah.
You go in there at 5:30, scared out of your mind because there's a surgery scheduled, and they're fresh and awake like they've been there for 5 hours already. And they're bright-eyed, and they're happy, and they make you feel better immediately.
Yeah, they're able to kind of calm you down a little bit.
Yes.
Oh, somehow. Yeah. And luckily, we were there for, we're dealing with a little bit of a flat spot.
Head?
Yes, a head flat spot deal. And that's happened more and more with kids nowadays ever since they do the, I can't remember what the phrase is now, but whatever it is, it's there's a phrase where to remind you that the babies always sleep on their back. I can't remember what it is now, but yeah, that's they hammer that into your head that
what do they tell you? Because baby's head, for those who don't know, baby's head's soft,
right?
Really soft.
And
so what are they telling you to do?
Them sleeping on their backs now. Sometimes they can get a little flat spot. So we're just working on positioning. There are cases where you may get a helmet at a certain point. But the good thing is it's just cosmetic.
Right.
And I can't see putting him through something if there's not going to be any damage to him, you know, health-wise.
And especially if hair is going to cover it,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah. So
easy. Some of us in
there. Well,
that's
true.
That's true.
Yeah.
He is pretty bald right
Thank goodness. Have a little baby flat spot.
It's pretty noticeable, but we had an appointment, and then we had a little time, so we went down to the cafe. That oh my goodness, it was like they had a guy on the griddle making whatever you wanted, Texas toast, breakfast sandwich, pancakes, French toast. I mean, whatever you wanted, he would just make right there. So yeah, no, hats off to the people at any hospital.
All of these hospitals, especially the ones that treat kids, they have they have found a way to take all the stuff that when I was a kid that was so scary, they've eliminated all that.
I can't remember the last time I was in a hospital cafeteria, but I do remember the one time, you know, 20 years ago, whatever, when I went to visit my grandpa in the hospital, what that was like, where you grab the tray and there's all
Well, not only that, and Dan's old enough to remember this, when we were kids, you couldn't visit anybody except certain hours, especially if you were a kid. And some hospitals, if you were under 14, you couldn't come in.
Yeah, you couldn't go up to the room. They
you
had to come down.
Yeah,
and
I think
now,
there were pretty strict rules back then even.
My grandpa used to have to come down if he was in the hospital or anybody.
That's right, to the waiting room.
Yeah, they had to come down, and you got to see him with their IV and all that stuff hooked up to him.
Yeah. So, how is that better?
It's come along.
Making him go all the way down
there. Yeah, really, move out of his bed.
And the thinking used to be, well, you know, visitors will come in and give these people germs. They're already sick. They're in the hospital.
I know.
Yeah.
Chances are greater that the visitor's going to get sick and get germs. Now, hospitals are they're very interesting places. They're places that you want to try to stay away from if you can, but when you do have to go
ahead. And all the stuff they have in there. I mean, there was a fish tank in every waiting room that we were in. You know, nice saltwater fish tanks for the kids to look at, and video game stations in every waiting room.
Wow.
So yeah, no, they go all out for the kids, which
all
is great.
I'm going to tell my story again, because I want everybody listening who has kids that are healthy. We need your help here with this thing for this trivia night. Another couple hundred from you and you out there, and boy, before you know it, five of you do it, we got another $1,000. So I know this is for St. Jude, but telling an experience about taking the kid to a hospital, just think of the story I'm going to tell you and then multiply that by five for the parents who have to take their kids to St. Jude because they're really sick. My older son, when he was six, had open heart surgery, and it came out of nowhere. I mean, we didn't have any idea. It was we went for a regular checkup for him when he was five, and the doctor checked his pulse and his wrist and his neck, and he reached down to his ankles, and he just had this kind of look on his face just by touching his ankles. And then he did it again, and I remember he took a pad and he wrote down DePaul Hospital and who to see. He said, you need to get over there. Now, when you're in the hospital and they tell you you need to get right over to, there's nothing good about that.
No.
And I said, what is it? And he said, I am 99% sure your son has a coarctation of the aorta. And I said, and in English, that is, he said his aorta, which is the big mother artery coming out of the heart, is 98% shut. And he said, that's not good, and we got to take care of it. And I said, so what does he need? And I actually said this, what will he be on, medication? He goes, no. He's going to surgery. And my wife and I just looked at each other like, what are you talking about? He's perfectly healthy. No symptoms, no fatigue. So we go right over, and sure enough, this guy confirms it. He said, coarc. That's what they call it, coarc, coarctation of the aorta. And he said, there's no hurry, but you need to get this done in the next year. And I said, what would happen if he just didn't have the surgery? He said, he'll never see 20 years old. Mm. He said, that's just the way it is. So we scheduled it for about 4 or 5 months later. He was six by the time we did it. Dr. Tom Spray, I can tell you the surgeon's name, pediatric cardiologist. I'll never forget him. I was scared out of my mind. And any of you who've had kids and something bad happen, you know what I'm talking about. You're petrified. And I met him. Back to what Peon was talking about, what they did with him that I'll never forget was they had us bring him in either a day or two before the actual procedure. And he met all kinds of nurses. And they had drawings, cartoon-like, where they showed him everything he's going to see tomorrow when he comes in. And, Adam, when you arrive, a person dressed like this, and they put up pictures, will greet you. And you'll see a room that looks like it. So that when he comes tomorrow, he's already seen all
of it. Yeah.
There's no shocking anything. And it was fantastic the way they did it. And I had a little private meeting with the surgeon. And he explained to me that there was a 1 in 200 chance, 0.5%, 1 out of 200, that he'll never walk again. Now, when they do that, all you hear is he'll never walk again.
Yeah.
That's all you hear. And they have to do it. Even though it's 1 in 200, by law, they have to do it. So we got that out of the way. And then I remember I had him in a room and I closed the door and I said, do you drink? And he said, I beg your pardon. I said, do you drink? He said, occasionally. I said, don't you drink tonight? This is the day before surgery. I said, don't you have a drink tonight? I said, I'm not trying to be a jerk here. I'm just telling you, when you come in here tomorrow, I want you to pretend this is the President of the United States you're operating on, because that's how important he is to me. And I said, now, knowing that I might be on the fringe of being a lunatic, do you still want to operate on my son? And do you feel comfortable that you're the best? There's nobody better than you to do this. And he said, I absolutely feel that way. And he just shook my hand, and he said, you get a good night's sleep. Don't you worry about anything. And this guy was unbelievable.
That's good to hear.
He was unbelievable. He was great with my son. And then while you're there, what'll happen if you will take Archie to the hospital. I'm just telling you. There's going to be something. You're going to go to the emergency room, and it's going to scare the crap out of you. While he was there, he was in intensive care for a while because it was open heart surgery. But he would go down the hall. There's a playroom, and I've told this story before. He met a little girl there who had cancer, and he kept asking us, why doesn't she have any hair? And it gives you a great opportunity to start teaching kids about life and about cancer, and sometimes things happen to kids. I said, you're in here for your heart. She's in here for another problem, and that problem causes her to lose her hair. Yours didn't. You still have your hair. So they'd meet every day in the playroom, and they'd play. And about the fourth or fifth day, he went in and she wasn't there. She died. Now you have to try to tell your kid why another child died that you were playing with. It's a very difficult thing to explain to a six-year-old. It is the most eye-opening, powerful experience you'll ever have. And luckily, we got out of there, and our son was fine. Now, he may have to have it redone at 40 or 50 or whatever. Fine. You know, because by then, the technology, the procedures are so much better than they were. So that's... I can't wait till you tell us your story about the emergency room trip with Archie, and hopefully it's nothing horrible, but it'll be some dumb stunt that he tries, and it ends up not good, and oh my goodness, here you go, the emergency. Everybody's got those stories, and you'll have one.
I had to take Alyssa to the emergency room.
Now, who is Alyssa?
Alyssa's my daughter. I know I don't talk about her much. Yeah.
She just born?
No. She's 18.
And that's funny you say that because our daughter of the three is the only one I don't remember ever having to be rushed to the emergency room because she didn't do a lot of knucklehead
risky
stuff
yeah.
like the boys did. So what did Alyssa do?
The daycare called me and they said, we have Alyssa here. The ambulance is on the way. I'm like, whoa.
That's the way to start it.
Hold on. Whoa, wait a minute. So I go flying up there. She was running around and they had that mulch in the playground and she fell. And a piece of mulch, a little stick about the size of a pencil, went in her leg. And it just was sticking out of her leg.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing, you know, that's the kind of emergency room trip you don't mind, because it's not life or death.
Well, the ambulance got there, and they looked at it, and they said they could pull it out, but they didn't want to pull it out because they weren't sure if it was into an artery or into anything like that. They didn't want to pop it out. So I said, how much is this ambulance ride? And it was like $800 or something. I said, I can take her to the hospital, correct? And they said, oh, yeah. So I put her in the car and took her to the hospital.
Let's see, I'll take her or $800?
I'll take her. So she was, we got to the hospital and the doctor walked in and looked at it, and cleaned it up a little bit and was talking to Alyssa and all of a sudden, boom, popped it out. And the look on her face... Yeah. And it was like a delayed reaction scream.
Yeah.
It was like, and then it was like, wow!
Peon has no idea, but when you have kids, you are never going to run out of stories. You're going to have stories for the rest of your life. Because the kids just, they do stuff. They just do. And when you're on vacation, and everything they do somehow results in a great story. Now, I'm way behind. What I'm going to have to do here is I made up an expression, two birds with one stone. I don't know what that means. I got to share some sponsorship information with you, or we don't have a show. So thank you for allowing me to make my plea for the money. And we come back, we'll talk a lot more. We have, Colin Jeffrey comes in, but that's not till 4:30. So after the news, we'll talk, we'll take some calls. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker are two of the reasons, their company is one reason, that hopefully when I don't do this anymore, I can still have a pretty good life. Take a trip now and then, drive a decent car, and have a decent place to live. Because once I quit doing this, I don't have a business to sell. I can't sell my store to some. I don't have a store. This is it. When I walk away, there's nothing to sell. So I've been on my own like that since 1980, self-employed. I need advice. You probably need advice, too, and even though you may have a business to sell. Your situation and mine are different, but they're the same, and they're the same because we both want, when we're old, which for me is about 2 weeks away, to not be totally dependent on our kids. We want some independence, and we want to have some financial freedom. That's where they come in. They're financial advisors, and I'm inviting you, asking you, to have a meeting with them, even if you have a financial advisor. I'm not asking you to sign or commit to them or let them do anything. I'm just asking you to meet them because I want you to see how they operate and I want you to hear what they say about what you're doing with your $25,000 or more. And that's what you need, $25,000 or more to invest or that's already invested. You know how to reach them. MarkandJason.com. Now, Peon, again, that's MarkandJason.com. If you would allow me and the folks would allow me, I got one more piece of business and we're back on track. Can we
do that? Yes.
And that's the business of American Equity Mortgage. Mark and Jason and American Equity, similar in the sense that they're both in the money business. Mark and Jason advising you how to hang on to your money and make it grow. American Equity showing you how to get money you don't have and how to get it the smart way, which is with low interest. Now, there are two kinds of loans that people take from American Equity. One's a mortgage to buy a house. The other is people who already are homeowners, and they need money for something else, maybe a wedding, maybe tuition, maybe an emergency. Well, lucky you, you have equity in your house. That is the world's greatest collateral. So when you need money, and many times they don't need to know what it's for, they just know that you have equity, you're good for this loan, how fast can we get it done for you, and what's the greatest rate we can get you? That will be their job, and they're really good at it. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
Let's get a quick look at traffic now. Here's Tim Wild.
Okay, Dan, it looks like we've got some slow traffic now on southbound 270 from north of Olive down through Highway 40. On westbound 40, we're slowing from Kings Highway through McCausland. Usual slow spot there. Eastbound 40, Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. We're already slow on westbound 44 in the right lane from the Guyer Road overpass down through 270 and from Soccer Park out through Bowles. And this traffic report brought to you by PSC Metals. Paying top dollar for everything from cans to cars, PSCMetals.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hailstones in your yard, beautiful sunrises, floodwaters in your street, incredible sunsets, scary cloud formations moving in. There are just as many kinds of weather photographs taken as there are many different kinds of weather. And we'd like to post yours on our website or social media. When you see bad weather or beautiful weather, share your images with us at weather550 at ktrs.com. Be sure to let us know your name and where the photograph was taken, and your images could be seen by people all over the planet on ktrs.com.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com.
The excitement that is sweeping the nation has arrived in St. Louis. Professional soccer has returned to the Gateway City with St. Louis FC's 15 home games at the historic Soccer Park. Don't miss your chance to see what the rest of the country is celebrating. An authentic soccer experience that you can't find anywhere else. Fast-paced action, tailgating, cheering, chanting, and much more. It's a party you won't want to miss. St. Louis FC takes on the Wilmington Hammerheads on Saturday, May 9th at 7:30. Purchase tickets at stlouisfc.com.
It's Steel Dealer Days. Steel chainsaws start at just $179.95. Trimmers at $1.